Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a three-month state of emergency in the wake of last week's failed coup, which left 232 dead.
As a result of extensive assessments for the elimination of all aspects and elements of the attempted coup and terror organizations, the decision has been made to declare the state of emergency for a period of 3 months in Turkey. The purpose of the state of emergency is, in fact, to be able to take the most efficient steps in order to remove this threat as soon as possible, which is a threat to democracy, to the rule of law, and to the rights and freedom of our citizens.
Speaking at the presidential palace in Ankara, Erdogan called the declaration of the state of emergency in line with the constitution of Turkey. He warned of more plots to topple the Turkish government, saying what happened on July 15th may not be the end of a coup attempt. Erdogan further called on European states not to meddle in Turkey's internal affairs. The Turkish president slammed the credit agency Standard & Poor's decision to downgrade the country's credit rating. He also renewed the allegation that the coup attempt was orchestrated by the U.S.-based opposition figure Fethullah Gulen.
From the night of the 15th of July, Turkey experienced one of its most critical days in history. Within the Turkish Armed Forces, which is of course our pride of our nation and country, a group nestled in the Turkish Armed Forces broke the chain of command and attempted a coup. Those individuals in this group, understood to be members of the Gulen terrorist organization, attacked its state and its nation using planes, helicopters, tanks and all kinds of weaponry.
Erdogan pledged to purge the Turkish military of supporters of Gulen. His remarks come as the self-exiled cleric has firmly denied any involvement in the military takeover. Earlier in the day, without naming any country, Erdogan said he believed foreign countries might have been involved in the failed putsch. The developments followed long days of meetings of Turkey's National Security Council and cabinet chaired by Erdogan at the presidential palace. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Jatras, how do you feel about the state of emergency?
You know, there's still a lot of discussion and speculation as to what exactly happened in this coup, whether it was a provocation by Erdogan or whether he had advance notice that something was going to happen, was prepared for it, whether Mr. Gulen was involved in any way. I don't know how clear those answers will become. However, it is quite clear that Erdogan was prepared with this response. You don't come up with lists of thousands and thousands of names of people you want purged from the army, from the media, from education, from the civil service, from the judiciary, the way he has rapidly moved to do. So this seems very much to be a preconceived plan by Erdogan to essentially seize total power in Turkey, which he is now in a position to implement after the failure of the coup.
So, Mr. Jatras, you know, many people from the moment the coup attempt, in fact, took place, said that there was more where this was coming from, that there may very well be a second coup attempt or even further down the road. And that's something that President Erdogan mentioned in his speech today, too. How do you feel about that?
I think that's highly unlikely, and I think it's a wonderful pretext for him to move forward with getting rid of all sorts of people he doesn't want. I mean, after all, you're talking about thousands and thousands of school teachers. What likely connection does a school teacher have to a military coup? But what it would allow him to do is to extort oaths of loyalty from teachers as a condition of being rehired, changing the curriculum to be closer to something that he wants in terms of his transformation of the country away from Kemalist secularism, and to make it a sort of, as people have been talking about for years, a neo-Ottoman empire.
And how do you feel that the U.S. will respond to all this? Secretary Kerry has said the U.S. would need evidence for any extradition request to even be studied, and Turkey has not yet provided seemingly any such evidence.
That's right, and part of that may be that there is no evidence that Mr. Gulen was not involved. Even if he was, the American side will still insist that the evidence be provided. And Mr. Gulen has lots and lots of money. He will lawyer up, as we say, and be prepared to fight this extradition for as long as he needs to. I don't think this is going to be resolved anytime soon. And frankly, maybe Erdogan doesn't want it to be resolved because it then allows him an excuse for downgrading relations with Washington.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, Mr. Jatros, we appreciate your insight.
Thank you.